Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavarsi. Jeffrey is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's the world's, everybody knows this, he's the world's expert on being home-based. There is no one on the planet, probably in the galaxy, who knows as much about being home-based as Jeff does. He does it successfully, has been doing it successfully almost 30 years, and he makes it look good, and he operates the worm cam for us out here on Main Street. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you today and every day.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, a couple of great websites that you'll like, and especially if you're starting out, you're trying to get it out of the ground, you're sitting in the den in your roll-top desk trying to make things happen. Jeff, I was just talking to a guy yesterday, sent me an email, a guy I know. He's trying to start a new business, and he was asking me some questions, and they were all the classic questions. I mean, yeah. You know, and I didn't have any silver bullets for him. I just said, dude, it's tough. It's hard.
It's tough.
It's hard.
Exactly. It's almost impossible. But it's tough.
It's not impossible, but it's almost impossible. And all I can tell you is that if you can get to the other side of the hard part, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, part of what it is, and I had the same call at a woman this week who is a chief marketing officer of a significant organization down here, and while I don't know the backstory, she's decided to leave and go out on her own.
Yeah.
So whether there was some downsizing going on, whether it was totally her decision, she just said, you know what, time
to leave.
Maybe
she just got fired.
Exactly. So she, as I would say, she got promoted to working from, you know,
right,
going out for entrepreneurship. You know, may
happen
the
to
Chinese
me.
Say, may you live in interesting times.
Yep.
But she, we were emailing because I didn't realize it was going down. And she said, I don't know if you've heard, but I'm leaving. And she said, she knows me as the chief home officer because it's in my signature of all my emails. And she said, I might pick your brain sometime. And I said, absolutely. I said, start by going to chiefhomeofficer.com. You'll learn some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, this will be a great ride. I said, if your mind and heart are in it, it can be a great ride. And also, she's starting out as a chief marketing officer of an organization. So she's got some chops. She's got some pedigree. She has some history behind her and connections behind her, which is really how you want to start when you do something like that.
But can she fall back when you have to fall back, and you always do? I mean, there's always a retreat. You can never go forward. You go two steps forward and one step back. There's always a retreat at some point in time. When you have to retreat, can you pull it out of yourself enough to come back and charge again? That's the question. You have to have an organization around you? Do you have to go to sleep knowing that you're not the only one who has to pull it out of the dirt tomorrow? Can you do that?
And part of it, we've spoken about this before. It's entrepreneurial endurance. You know, you will get knocked down. You will lose bids. You know, that you put a bid out on a project and you didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You put your heart into it and you didn't get it. You'll have things where you thought you did great on a project and somebody will say, you know, whether they were thrilled, whether they weren't, whether they've got to move on, whether they've got a pivot and you're not in their pivot plans. You know, there's a lot of obstacles. Look, and I don't want to paint it. We're not trying to paint it with all dour and toughness and challenges here. But that's what is part of being an entrepreneur. So can you handle that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have? You know, look, some people aren't cut out to be independent. You know, some people they're when they talk to me, I don't know that I could work without people around me.
Right.
I don't know that I could work without going out and dealing with clients.
Or knowing that whatever happens from Alpha to Omega is because I did it all by myself. I mean, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're starting out like I did and like you did way back in the beginning, I mean, you and I have a network. We have people around us that help us now. But in those days, your idea, your first call on a customer, your first fulfillment of a customer, all that was on you. And if you aren't capable of being out there alone, you know, sort of naked and naked and afraid? What's that TV show? You know, if you're not willing to be basically naked in the marketplace, just you and your laptop, perhaps your iPhone or whatever, you know, then if you can't deal with that, it's not, as I said, it's not impossible, but it's very hard. And if you aren't comfortable with risk, if you can't convert your failures into what you've learned and into opportunity, if you can't believe in yourself, then you may not know that, Jeff. I'm going to say that before you start, if you've never worked for yourself, you probably don't know if you can believe in yourself to the degree that you need to until it's required. What do you think?
Right. Well, absolutely. And I think that's part of why, for example, this woman, she reached out and she didn't reach out because of that. She was responding to an email and letting me know, or the gentleman asking you, you know, for ideas, suggestions, advice, whatever. That's a first step. And before you do any of this, look, you know, and again, we've spoken about this before on the show and we've both written about it. Before you decide to cut out on your own, you should spend months planning. While you're still on somebody else's payroll, that's not to say do it on their time, but when you can go home at night and not have to sweat your business, you're still on their payroll. Plan your business, plan the where you know, whether it's home based, whether it's an office. You know, start planning what you're going to do. Start building your business, writing your business plan, vetting your business plan. You know, starting to build those connections. You know, whether if you need business cards, you know, go out and design and put your message together and get all that stuff together. I mean, this is all stuff that. It can be, obviously, it's a tremendous challenge, but if you can afford yourself the time beforehand to sort of lay your bricks and get the foundation set, you know, pour the foundation, start laying the bricks so that the day that you step out of your previous employment, if you have that opportunity, if you're not responding, you know, if you have
and as long as you're doing something different than your employer was doing, you can't mix those two together. As long as you were.
And then, look, but I quit a day job as a writer to become a freelance writer. Mm-hmm. And my first client coming out was my former employer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's happened a million times. That's happened 10 million times in the last 35 years. Hey, Jeff, hang on to that thought.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, come back. I told you you'd enjoy hearing some of Jeffrey's perspectives from Main Street. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, gotwords.com, chiefhomeofficer.com. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.